Blackstone Publishing presents Pieces of Her by Karen Slaughter. This book is read by Kathleen Early. For my GPP peeps. I'm nobody. Who are you? Are you nobody, too? Then there's a pair of us. Don't tell. They'd advertise, you know. How dreary. To be somebody. How public, like a frog, to tell one's name, the livelong June, to an admiring bog. Emily Dickinson. Prologue. For years, even while she'd loved him, part of her had hated him in that childish way that you hate something you can't control. He was headstrong and stupid and handsome, which gave him cover for a hell of a lot of the mistakes he continually made. The same mistakes, over and over again, because why try new ones when the old ones worked so well in his favor? He was charming, too. That was the problem. He would charm her. He would make her furious, then he would charm her back again so that she did not know if he was the snake or she was the snake and he was the handler. So he sailed along on his charm and his fury, and he hurt people. And he found new things that interested him more, and the old things were left broken in his wake. Then, quite suddenly, his charm had stopped working. A trolley car off the tracks, a train without a conductor. The mistakes could not be forgiven. And eventually, the second same mistake would not be overlooked. And the third same mistake had dire consequences that had ended with a life being taken. A death sentence being passed, then, almost, resulted in the loss of another life. Her life. How could she still love someone who had tried to destroy her? When she had been with him, and she was decidedly with him during his long fall from grace, they had raged against the system, the group homes, the emergency departments, the loony bin, the mental hospital, the squalor, the staff who neglected their patients, the orderlies who ratcheted tight the straitjackets, the nurses who looked the other way, the doctors who doled out the pills, the urine on the floor, the feces on the walls, the inmates, the fellow prisoners, taunting, wanting, beating, biting. The spark of rage, not the injustice, was what had excited him the most. The novelty of a new cause, the chance to annihilate, the dangerous game, the threat of violence, the promise of fame, their names in lights, their righteous deeds on the tongues of school children who were taught the lessons of change. A penny, a nickel, a dime, a quarter, a dollar bill. What she had kept hidden, the one sin that she could never confess to, was that she had ignited that first spark. She had always believed, vehemently, with great conviction, that the only way to change the world was to destroy it. August 20th, 2018. 1. Andrea, her mother said. Then, in concession to a request made roughly 1,000 times before, Andy. Mom. Let me speak, darling. Laura paused. Please. Andy nodded, preparing for a long-awaited lecture. She was officially 31 years old today. Her life was stagnating. She had to start making decisions rather than having life make decisions for her. Laura said, This is my fault. Andy felt her chapped lips peel apart in surprise. What's your fault? Your being here, trapped here. Andy held out her arms, indicating the restaurant. At the Rise and Dine? Her mother's eyes traveled the distance from the top of Andy's head to her hands, which fluttered nervously back to the table. Dirty brown hair, thrown.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?